This is VOA News. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on Americans and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and national security advisor or director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight, occurring on Thursday. The meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings on the allegations have been led by the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just over a month ago, along with the National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, and White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles less than a year. Thousands of black activists U.S. plan to hold a virtual convention at the end of the summer to produce a new political agenda that builds on the protests that followed the George Floyd's death. Organizers of the gathering shared their plans with the Associated Press on Wednesday. This is ahead of an official announcement. The 2020 Black National Convention will take place August 28th via live broadcast. It will feature a series of conversations, performances, and other events meant to develop a set of demands before the November elections. This is VOA News. Los Angeles leaders have voted to slash the police department's budget by $150 million. The city council approved the change Wednesday that will reduce the number of LAPD officers to a level not seen for more than a decade and provide services and programs for communities of color. It comes amid nationwide demands to shift money away from law enforcement agencies during America's reckoning over police brutality and racial injustice. Other cities around the country also have cut police budgets or are moving to do so. New York City lawmakers shifted $1 billion from policing to education and social services in the coming year. More than 515,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the United States. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.6 million in the United States. California closed its bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining all over again across much of the state Wednesday, and Arizona's outbreak grew more severe by nearly every measure as the surging coronavirus crisis across the South and West sent a shudder throughout the country. The run-up in confirmed cases has been blamed on part on what's been called knucklehead behavior by Americans not wearing masks or obeying social distancing rules as economies reopened from coast to coast over the past 2 months. New Zealand's embattled health minister resigned Thursday after security slip-ups at quarantine facilities where the coronavirus was detected just days after officials declared it had been eliminated from the country. David Clark was also under fire for personally breaching strict lockdown rules twice in the year by taking his family on a beach trip and driving to a mountain biking track. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who had earlier refused calls to sack Clark, citing his critical role in the country's response to the pandemic, said she agreed with that decision. Recent opinion polls have Ardern's Labor Party far ahead on its main rival National Party. Hong Kong police arrested at least 10 people for violating the law on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, which came into effect just Tuesday. They were the first arrests made under the law. In addition, around 360 arrests had also been made for offenses including unlawful assemblies, disorderly conduct in public places, and furious driving. Rioters chanted slogans calling for separation of the SAR from China. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.